This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is the Food Show, and I'm your host, J.W. Kennedy. My real name's Justin William Kennedy from Parkway Bakery, but this is my radio name. JW has a good flow to it. I'm sitting in for Tom today on this rainy Wednesday afternoon, and I'm filled with a room of some beautiful guests. We're having a good time. And speaking of rain, there's a song that comes to mind whenever I see rain. Well, my father, when I was a boy, he's an old country boy from Mississippi. And I don't know who's so listeners, just this has nothing to do with what's going on with food. But call in and let me know who this is. Because the song went like this, at least the verse. Well, the bridge washed out and I can't swim and my baby's on the other side. Every time it rains, I think about that. And if your baby's on the other side and you can't swim, you a fool. You know, you got to know how to swim if you're raised in the South, especially if you're raised in New Orleans or close to the coast. So learn how to read and write, learn how to swim, and learn how to eat. That's why we're here. And we're filled with some great people. I got a bunch of friends of mine. I want to introduce the crew to you. And y'all just give me a hello while I roll down the table. Right to my left, we got my main man, Mr. Chris Montero of Napoleon House, right down slap in the French Quarter. How you doing, Chris?
How you doing, Corn? How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. And he called me Corn. I got a good story to let y'all know about that. And to his right, I got another great fella, Mr. Tory McPhail. Needs no more introduction of the great Commander's Palace uptown. How you doing, Tory?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. And right next to him, rubbing elbows, is my main man, Jared Rawls of La Boca, Argentine Steakhouse. What you say?
How's everybody doing?
And last but not least, the man with the plan, Mr. Adrian Simpson, owner of New Orleans Ice Cream Company. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Bit wet, but good.
Hey, man, you got a Ninth Ward accent, huh? You from a Ninth Ward?
West Wego.
Okay. Well, look, we got a lot to talk about. I thank y'all for tuning in, and I thank you guys for coming in on a rainy day like this. It's not as wild as I thought. I hope it stays like this. So what I want to talk about today is I'm going to start with you, Adrian. Okay, ice cream po' boys.
Oh yeah.
You brought him in on me, and I'm selling him over at the shop, and I just want to know, you know, give the viewers or the listeners a little insight of your company and what you do and how I got that po' boy in my place.
Well, New Orleans Ice Cream, we've been around a few years now. We borrowed all the good ideas from all these chefs. I went into their restaurants, had all their good desserts, stole all their ideas, and deconstructed it and reconstructed it into an ice cream, such as white chocolate bread pudding and praline crunch and bananas Foster. And we've done quite well with it now. We're in over 45 states.
That's amazing.
Actually, we're in 4 countries as well now, so that's pretty cool. So we're spreading the word of New Orleans and the flavors of New Orleans. So just as outside of the ice cream, we decided to do a little novelty, and we had to come up with a good one. So we went through eating about 9 million cookies till we found the one that we wanted, and then we stuffed them, 2 of them, with Creole cream cheese ice cream or vanilla bean ice cream, and then we hand dip them in chocolate. And that's what we, and then the next idea is, what do we call them? Now it was either going to be a muffalata, which is a bit of a long name for on a sandwich wrapper, on a novelty wrapper, or the only other way, even though it's not shaped like a po' boy, what's a New Orleans sandwich, a po' boy? So we called it po' boy. And immediately the first people that we wanted to sell it to was you, Justin, and your fine establishment there, Parkway. So we came down and we offered your first dessert on your menu, didn't we? And it seems to be selling quite well there.
Yeah, you're actually helping me out. We don't have to work as much making desserts.
There you go.
You know, we
get one out there so that the lads can try them here, the chefs. We're all going to be eating here today. We're already.
You bought some? You brought some?
Yeah, I brought some for me, yeah.
Oh, they're delicious. They're out of this world. It's like a Klondike bar on steroids, and it's all natural. Hand dip, right?
Yeah, all natural. Well, they're not all natural, but they're pretty much like, when you say all natural, it's not like.
I don't know what all natural means.
But I'm talking about this stuff has probably got about 9 million calories, about a po' boy. It's not part of a calorie control diet, it's a treat for you. And they are absolutely delicious. You get them in Rouse's or Rouse's is a good place, Dorgnack's, all the local places like that.
I know all these too well, especially when I'm up at the house. I have the best midnight refrigerator.
I go
downstairs. I live at Parkway.
Gotcha.
And I'll go downstairs and I might eat more than we sell, but we're buying them from you.
I'm getting the money. I don't care. But we've also, on the back of that as well with the po' boys, hopefully you have a taste of them, guys. We recently started with a buddy of mine who owns a company called New Orleans Coffee Company, makers of Cool Brew. And we started we invented a new novelty called a cafe bar, which again we brought for you to try, which is cold brew coffee shell. That's all natural. And then ice cream in the middle, all super premium, ultra premium ice cream in the middle. And we brought that out in 6 flavors. And it's basically a coffee shop or a coffee house on a stick. You have a choice of all these different things. Instead of paying $8 for a frappuccino, grab one of these in the morning in the heat of New Orleans and you'll have one of these. Oh, and it's got a cup of coffee in there, so you get your caffeine hits. Great in the morning and night.
It's a coffee town.
It's a coffee town, yeah. So
you're in great company because you're like a mad scientist of ice cream.
That's
and
it.
You know, I've met, just on another note, I met Ben and Jerry.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
It was during Jazz Fest. These old crazy-looking guys needed a ride. They're trying to get a cab, so I took them home. I took them to their hotel, and they said they had a little ice cream company. And I said, "Well, what is it?" They said, "I'm Ben and I'm Jerry." And they were wild-looking guys, you know. And you're a wild-looking guy. It must be something to do with the ice cream business.
Someone in the cream,
crazy
guy. Yeah, maybe so.
And you're in good company because these guys here. Or like the man Tori right there who's eating your cafe bar.
Now this will be if this guy. I'm going to stick his picture on the pay thing if he improves it with his thumbs up.
He's
or his
right
thumbs
up your alley because he's like a mad scientist.
Oh, and I saw his new
all
products.
These guys.
What do you think, Tori?
I think it's great.
Yeah. It's cold brew coffee.
I like it. And for us, man, we go through gallons and gallons and gallons of coffee at Commander's, so we would Cafe Adelaide every day.
Yeah.
Especially around the holidays. We'll do like a pound a gallon, leave it sit overnight, strain it,
yeah.
And then we fuel all of our employees on this really good caffeine-laden deliciousness.
Good idea.
We always come up with some kind of a crazy name for it, but I'll tell you what, this the cafe on a stick, it's cool.
Yeah.
Great.
A lot of chefs are eating those already. Uh-huh. It keeps you through your long hours.
And yeah.
A lot of doctors and nurses are enjoying them as well. It's a nice, a new vehicle of getting the coffee inside you, I suppose.
Yeah, we're a caffeine culture for sure in our industry.
Yeah, going back, look, what you just heard, you heard the suave voice of Mr. Chris Montero, and he's the man behind the helm at the Napoleon House.
The new hand behind the helm with the Napoleon House,
The new hand.
Well, 2 years.
It's an old guard. Napoleon House has been around for
104 years now, the last two with the Ralph Brennan Group. Before that, 102 years of Impastados.
It's amazing. That's so awesome that Ralph grabbed that legend because I know every, you know, he stands behind his product and everything he grabs, he does the best with it. And to grab hold of an institution like that and have you behind it, you know, it's just amazing. And me and Chris are dear friends, and I've been to the Napoleon House a couple of times, and he gave me a tour of the place, and this place is absolutely amazing. I mean, there's so much more than you see when you walk in. It's so big. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, you know, we're really proud to be there. It's a real honor. It's a New Orleans icon. It's tremendously popular with locals and tourists alike. So, you know, we're not bogged down with that tourist trap kind of label because so many locals just love the place, you know, as I did for many, many years. I worked down the street for over 15 years at Tori's new place, Sobu, where when I had Baco. So I knew everybody there, but I really didn't know the extent of the history and the building. You know, 20,000 square feet of commercial space. Most people only know about 5 of it. So there's plenty of interesting history there and a lot more opportunity for us to expand it. And the most important thing is, you know, we don't want to change what everybody loves about the Napoleon House. We've done a little tweaks here and there to, and hopefully to bring back some of the artisan aspects to the original recipes, but none of them have really been changed other than to kind of go back to its roots. But upstairs in the banquet facility is where we've really touched it and kind of expanded and put our touch on it, the Brennan touch, if you will. So, you know, we've got the best of both worlds. We're doing what everyone loves and keeping that intact, hopefully doing it and doing them, you know, doing them right for all the years that they established. But I think for locals who haven't been upstairs and seen the amazing banquet facility, we're just doing tremendous.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Why is it called a Napoleon House? Because someone built it for Napoleon to stay in?
More or less. I mean, it's an interesting history, but, you know, originally it's actually called the Girard House because it was built by Nicholas Girard, who was the first mayor of New Orleans, and that's why it's a historic landmark. A lot of locals don't know that history, but, the real significant history is very important and very profound. So it was integral to the history of New Orleans and so on. He was a big player in 1800 in the city. But the romantic story that it may have sort of kind of been a refuge for Napoleon if that would have all come together is a little loosely based on fact. But it was so...
All the best stories are, though.
Exactly. It was so embraced by the locals at the time that 200 years later we're still calling it what they did then, which was the Napoleon House, even though it is technically the Girard House, named after Nicholas Girard.
Wow. Right? And I love all the classical music you play in that place. Think about the Napoleon House. My father told me this. I got a champagne taste with a cocoa pocketbook.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's what I say was so great about the Napoleon House, is because it has that feel, that old world classy feel. And you can go there, you can get a good meal, you can bring a good date, have a couple of glasses of wine or a few more, and it doesn't hurt you.
I use a word all the time when I'm showing the private dining room and the bar itself, is that if one were to really describe it, it's authentic.
Yeah.
You know, it's really the kind of food that locals eat. So the food that everyone loves downstairs from this muffalata sandwich, by the way, I think you should have called it a muffalata, by the way, but it's outstanding, the ice cream sandwich. But from the muffalatas to our version of the jambalaya and the gumbo is as good, you know, as red beans and rice. Those kinds of dishes that the locals all embrace and that we actually eat, we do to a very high level. You know, we do it the way it's supposed to be done. And so we're proud to serve that both to visitors and to locals. But the thing about it is it's a real, authentic New Orleans French Quarter courtyard. We don't try to change it or put on airs. You know, it is what it is, and people have embraced it for decades and decades, for the better part of 100 years. So we just want to keep that alive.
That's awesome, man. And y'all can't...
And the food.
The food is off the hook. Y'all can't see it, viewers, but y'all are known for the drink, Pim's Cup?
That's right.
And a muff. Muffalata. And there's a lot of places that say they started it or did start it. And there's a lot of places that do them, but there's only a few places that do them right. And Napoleon House, I know for sure, not saying nothing about no other joint, but Napoleon House does them right. It's right in front of me. And I want you to tell me a little about this muffalata.
Right. So doing it right, I mean, I like to think we do it all with the right process, but any of us know as chefs, you know, the best is something just like an artist or a musician or a chef. I don't like to dabble in that. It's what you like. But we do a version of the muffalata that goes back many, many decades. And we kind of were one of the first restaurants to be known for doing a hot muffalata, right? So we toast it in an old deck oven kind of toaster. And it kind of crisps the outside. It melts the cheese. And, of course, some of the other vendors, Central Grocery and some of the other venues that are known for the muffalatas do more of a deli-style cold muffalata. Hey, whichever you prefer. You know, I'm not trying to say which one's better or worse. we don't get many complaints when people get it the way we serve it, you know, because I think it really adds a layer. And there's a couple of little
nuances.
I think
the toasted is the best way.
So a couple of people, when we first took over the Brennan Group, you know, they were really concerned, blah, they're going to ruin it. They're going to change all the old ways. Well, for instance, the bread, you know, I spent a lot of time researching the old recipes. I'm fortunate enough to have the old recipes that have been handwritten, have been in the house for many, many years. And they have abandoned some of that. And I've gone back to the origins. We make the bread ourselves to the original recipe and so on.
And I'm eating a sting right now. And it is off the chain.
Yeah, and I toasted it an hour ago. So, you know, it's the best I could do in your station.
And a muffalata will hold well. You can. It's not like a roast beef po' boy. You could take a muffalata and make it and then eat it 6 hours later, you know.
It's all that olive oil, man.
It's delicious, man. Well, look, we're going to get back to the show in a little bit. Right now, when I come back, we're going to talk to The Master and Commander, one of my favorite movies, Master and Commander with Russell Crowe, you know. The Master and Commander of Commander's Palace, Mr. Torrey McPhail. He's a genius behind the scene. He's a dear friend of mine, and he has a lot to talk about. So we're going to come back pretty soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.